The Vanguard Show House is an annual fundraiser for the Albany Symphony Orchestra. Each year, the area's top interior designers are tapped and set free in one room of a house to decorate for visitors to walk through and see how truly marvelous a home can look. Open from April 30th through May 19th, the 33rd annual Vanguard Designer Show House raises funds for the Albany Symphony. The public is invited to come to a different large area home each year to see about 20 updated spaces, each put together by a separate design team. So joining us now to talk about this year's show house are Susan Jacobson, who is the show house chair. Good morning, Susan.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much for being with us. Corey Aldrich is a show house consultant. Hello, Corey.
Hey, how are you?
And Paula McCormick is an interior designer. Thank you very much for being here as well.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Let us begin with Susan and talk about this event. Again, it is your 33rd time doing this, so you got it down to a science.
Happily, it's not my 33rd time, but no, it's Vanguard's 33rd time, so we do have it down to a science. And the science is really art. It's a happy collaboration between the homeowner who makes all of this possible and goes to some expense in making it prepared, and then the designers who are turned loose in each room, as you mentioned, and the symphony who benefits from this, all in the arts as well in the area, and we're just pleased to make it all happen. Vanguard volunteers staff it and run it.
So, Paula McCormick, what is it like to be let loose in a room?
It's pretty good. You have a time frame, obviously, so we're not necessarily always used to working in that short time frame. It is at our expense. The designers each pick up the expense for their own space.
Right.
And in my room in particularly, I had the master bedroom suite. We actually added crown molding, did panel boxes, molded out the room, painted it. Sherm Williams was actually one of our great sponsors for this event, and they sponsored all of the designers' paint, which saved us quite a bit. And then you just put the finishing touches on, and you know, it's like baking a cake and decorating it. You get to have that day where you unveil everything,
which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun
when you see all of the work that you have done finally pay off. When so, Corey, what do you do as a consultant?
Well, basically, Vanguard brought me on to do some rebranding for the organization and to try and help reach into some new audience for the show house. And I was very excited to be a part of it. I was aware of it in the past. And, you know, we're just trying to do things that draw in different groups of people that maybe have not experienced it before, but would find how amazing a project that it really is.
When you actually go, Susan, to see the house, how do people take part and come and visit the house and bring them through the process?
Well, this particular year, we are using the town hall parking lot at Colony Town Hall to have a shuttle where people can park and they can catch a shuttle to the house, because we can't, it's on Route 9 in Loudonville, and we can't have people parking up and down Route 9. It's a little bit dangerous, and also I'm sure the town would complain about all the parking there. So they take the shuttle, which drops them right at the door and picks them up at the door and is a continuous loop. And then they come buy their ticket at the door and walk through the house. We have a planned track, or they can make their own path. And in many days, the designers are in their rooms and can answer questions or explain how they came to choose this color or use that stencil or apply this wonderful technique.
And as far as the it's up and running now, and it runs through May 19th, so you have plenty of opportunity to go and see.
We're closed Mondays, but the other 6 days of the week we are open. Yes.
What is it? Have you done this before, Paula?
Yes, this is probably my 11th Vanguard Show House. I took 2 years off. This is my first year back after 2 years being off.
What is it like when people come in the house and see your work and you respond to it?
It's very Ooh. Rewarding when you meet new people. I actually picked up a few new clients from it. I'm there to benefit Vanguard, but it is nice too because there are a lot of perks.
Sure.
I also met a lot of talented people this year. We have some fabulous decorative artists, and I just hired one of the other young ladies from the house to come and paint a dance studio that I'm redoing right now. So you do meet a lot of people in your trade, and that's beneficial to you as well in your career.
Do you identify yourself as the designer, or is it like attending your own funeral where you're there and listening in is what they think about you?
Well, that's a good question. The other other day, I was there for the designer day.
I take that name tag right off.
No, the other day I was there for the designer day, and I waited. This couple came in, and they were critiquing a few things. But then when they generally came around to a positive, and then I introduced myself. So
yeah,
I just wanted
to say,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah, like, who thought of this? That would be me.
No, but it is nice to have your old clients come and view your room, too. People that are already your client come to the Vanguard just to see everybody's work, so that's very nice as well.
And is it different in the sense of what you would do in a normal setting? Because you are trying to show off a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. You're spending your own money, so you obviously want to show the best that you're capable of. And you also want it to appeal to the homeowner, because if the homeowner likes your room, then she purchases the items that are in it. And it, also, the public can purchase your items for your room as well. And Vanguard makes money that way.
And when do you give these people their homes back?
Well, we have between May 19 and June 1st in this year to move out all the furniture that's not sold, all the draperies, reprime the rooms that the owner would like reprimed for a different color. It's 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then and do they ever say, okay, don't change that?
Oh, most of the time they say, okay, don't change that. Yes, they get an updated house out of this. It's completely refreshed. And, for example, in Paula's case, it has new crown molding where none existed before. In the kitchen, there's a plaster stencil on the ceiling that's gorgeous, that's not been there before and is staying. So they do get many benefits for this.
So, Corey, what message do you want to send out to people to make the case to come out and to see the house between now and the 19th?
Well, not only is, I call this project, it's like Architectural Digest meets Extreme Home Makeover.
Mm.
And one of the things we're doing this year is introducing some new programming. So we have the musicians of Malwick that are coming in and doing a classical guitar and violin program next Friday night. That will be really interesting, that the public can come and enjoy. And then I actually produce a very large regional fashion show in conjunction with Proctor's Theater, and we're going to do a sneak peek of that show with a bunch of regional and local designers, and that will be on Saturday, May 18th. That will be a joint benefit for that organization and the symphony. So it's a lot of interesting things, tying in a lot of different constituencies to create big episodes and events that benefit wonderful organizations.
All good stuff.
The Musicians of Malwick concert is going to be held out on the 1890s grass tennis court that's still there, if weather permitting, and we'll have some nice wine and desserts and that sort of thing. And that'll be at 7, catch the bus at 6:45, and tour the house and enjoy a summer evening. If it's inclement weather, of course, we'll hold it inside, but fashion show will be inside, right?
Yeah, indoors. The fashion show is inside, and Petya Kasarova from the Albany Symphony will be performing for the runway music. But all this information and details about it can be found on the website at vanguard.asho.
It's dash,
Thank you.
vanguard-aso.org.
Sorry about that.
Be a consultant now.
I'm working on it.
vanguard-aso.org. And Susan, Corey, Paula, I thank you so much for coming in. It's such a wonderful event. And congratulations to the wonderful work that you all have done to bring this together and for a wonderful cause. Again, it's vanguard-aso.org. Thank you very much for being with us, and best of luck.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
A delight. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.